Hello and welcome to Basque Info, the weekly Basque conflict report in FEL FM 103.2 Belfast and near 90.3 FM Ballaclia. Every week we bring you the latest news and interviews surrounding the Basque struggle for self-determination. Last week we didn't broadcast due to the Easter celebrations, so today we'll have the main news of the last 15 days. And in the second half of the program we'll interview Ainara Mendiola from the Egunkaria International Campaign. There are breaking news surrounding the case of the closed down Basque language newspaper Egunkarian. We'll be talking about it in the main news and also in the second half of the program. And these are the headlines for today. Most successful homeland day in a decade, celebrated on Easter Sunday. Egunkaria 5 acquitted. 342 years in jail for 40 pro-independence left activists. And finally, prisoners attacked. Stay tuned into 103.2 FM, FEL FM here from broadcasting live from West Belfast and into the airwaves of near 90.3 FM in Dublin. For the next 30 minutes, this is Basque Info.
Esos son los imprescindibles. FEL FM 103.2. Basque News, a summary of the last 7 days from the Basque struggle. FEL FM 103.2.
Most successful homeland day in a decade celebrated on Easter Sunday. The most successful homeland day, the Basque National Day, was celebrated by more than 15,000 people who confronted heavy rain and police checkpoints to take part in the Basque Homelands Day rally on Easter Sunday. One column started from Hendaya in the France-occupied northern Basque country and another started from Irún in the Spain-occupied south. Both met at the artificial border to hold the rally's banner where "We need a state, independence," and the slogan could be read. The national rally had been called by the recently set up grassroots network Independentistak, which means pro-independence people. Several progressive and nationalist parties and trade unions had also called to take part in the rally. Among an atmosphere of optimism and unity, political leaders highlighted the importance of such an event in the organizing of a broad pro-independence movement. Different speakers from the citizens' movement Independentistak stressed the need for a grassroots-based movement and encourage ordinary citizens to become protagonists in the new phase of the struggle for independence. Well-known musicians, dancers, artists, and social movement activists also took to the stage and showed their commitment in favor of independence. The youth was also a clear protagonist. Thousands of pro-independence youth had previously gathered on Friday in Durango, near Bilbao, at an all-day-long event organized by the recently launched pro-independence youth umbrella group Gazte Herria. despite the dozens of police checkpoints and constant police harassment. Thousands of youth took part in workshops, talks, street animation, theater, food and gigs activities from morning to night. Among those youth, there were representatives of dozens of youth revolutionary organizations, including those from Ireland, Kurdistan, Bolivia, Catalonia or Norway. At a press conference, around 100 of them showed their support and that of more than 50 youth organizations from around the world to the Basque pro-independence youth at a time of huge repression against them and called to a protest that will take place in Brussels on the 29th of May. Egunkaria 5 acquitted. Last Monday, the Audiencia Nacional, the Spain's special no-jury anti-terrorist court, finally delivered its verdict, which was not guilty for each of the five accused Egunkaria journalists, not guilty of being part of ETA or of helping them by accepting their direction or by passing information to them. Although the evidence against them was of such poor quality that the state prosecutor had stated they should have no case to answer, the accused had been waiting since February for a verdict. Their two right-wing organizations, Justicia y Dignidad and the Association of Victims of Terrorism, were permitted to prosecute the case and demanded between 12 and 14 years prison and barring from public office for 14 years. They also sought that the five journalists should remain in prison for a minimum of 10 years. Those organizations still have the right to appeal and may do so. A number of journalists, including some of those just acquitted, are awaiting trial on charges of financial wrongdoing, such as tax evasion, fraudulent claiming of social welfare, all of this allegedly committed to fundraise ETA. The latest verdict will be of great help to turn down those allegations. The Spanish Special Court also decreed that the newspaper Egunkaria, the first daily Basque language newspaper in the world, had been closed down without due cause and furthermore in violation of the Spanish Constitution. The court also appeared to validate the claims of the five that they had been tortured. The Irish Basque Solidarity Committees hosted a number of public meetings in Derry, Belfast and Dublin earlier this year to publicise the case of the five journalists and of the newspaper. The meetings were addressed by the coordinator of International Solidarity with the Egunkaria campaign, who traveled here from the Basque Country, and as we said earlier on, we'll be talking to her in the second half of the program. In the midst of the celebrations at this judgment, campaigners said that it cannot be forgotten that the Basque newspaper was arbitrarily closed down, many journalists arrested and intimidated, all losing their jobs, that five journalists were tortured, that despite the state prosecutor stating that the paper should not have been closed down and that the five had no case to answer, that years later they went on trial and that it took well over 2 months after the conclusion of the case to deliver a verdict. Furthermore, no one among the perpetrators of these acts of injustice has been charged with oppression or with torture. ...42 years in jail for 40 pro-independence left activists. On the aftermath of the hugely successful Basque Homeland Day, the Spanish Special Court, after 8 years of judiciary process, finally indicted 40 well-known members of the pro-independence left for allegedly being members of ETA and asked for 372 years in prison in total. All the activities they are accused of are political. Some of them still remain in jail, and most of them have been released on bail. 75 pro-independence bars and clubs were also closed down during the process. Many different political parties spoke out against this attack, and the pro-independence left told the Spanish Labour Party in government that the democratic process is unstoppable and that repression won't make the movement change their decision to bring the confrontation with the state to the political arena. Prisoners attacked. Basque political prisoner Sergio Polo was badly beaten by the Spanish policemen when being transferred from one jail to another last week. And another two Basque prisoners were attacked by common prisoners following prison guards' instructions over the past 2 weeks. Prisoners Alex Velasco and Premin San Pedro began hunger strikes to protest their confinement and humiliating searches to relatives when coming to visits. Despite the end of the protest campaign and victory against new searching measures, there have been some incidents in some particular jails over the past 2 weeks. Also, thousands of people took part in many different events and vigils to show solidarity to the more than 750 Basque political prisoners, including trips to far jails and fasts. And finally, we have to report about the very successful 7th Irish Basque Solidarity Night organized by the Belfast Basque Solidarity Committee on Good Friday. It was the 7th edition, as we said, and once again, around 200 people packed the hall of Conwy Mill in West Belfast. The Belfast Basque Solidarity Committee are very grateful to all of those who took part. It was a great success night once again. And the main actor of the night was Bizardunak, a band who came from the Basque country to play that night and then in other places around West Belfast over that weekend. And we were very pleased with that band. It was fantastic, and lots of people are still talking about the performance and the performances that they produce around the weekend, and we'll be listening to one of their songs just after this very short break.
El pensamiento marxista pronto gana.
Unfinished revolution.
Basque Info, the Basque Conflict Report on Fail FM 103.2 Belfast and near 90.3 FM Dublin.
An evening with Brian Kennedy and his band at the Waterfront Belfast on Thursday the 17th of June. For more than 20 years, Brian has captured audiences with a voice to charm the angels. Don't miss the magic of Brian Kennedy live. Tickets on sale from the Waterfront box office and Ticketmaster outlets. Credit card bookings on 02890-334455. Book online at waterfront.co.uk and wonderlandpromotions.co.uk.
Sailor FM 103.2.
Movies, musicals with Marcus, your weekly hit of fun and fabulousness from Broadway to the West End and Hollywood. So tune in to the slickest...
Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. I did tell you that I am a bit of a ditzy dora, so...
Most professional.
And the unfortunate thing about Judy Garland was her... Oh, there's their applause still going. I'll give it to them. Let them have their applause. Yeah, they were all supposed to happen. So tune in to me, Marcus Hunter-Neal, every single Friday from 10:30 to midday on Fela FM 103.2. Tuned in to your community.
Sailor FM 103.2.
Mirror, mirror, wall to wall, who's got the fairest deals of all? For mirrored robes, it's plain to see Direct Furniture is hard to beat. And with our quick delivery, you'll have them fitted instantly. So for mirrored robes, wall to wall, Direct Furniture is where to call.
Take a closer look at the fantastic range of German-made mirrored robes at Direct Furniture near Kennedy Way on the Falls Road, or our new store at 328 Antrim Road behind the Maxall Garage near Tesco's. Prices include free fitting.
Welcome back to Basque Info. You're listening to Fail FM 103.2. You might be listening to the program online also from www.failafm.com, or you might be listening the repeat program on Thursday from 3:30 to 4 through the airwaves of our sister radio station in Dublin near 90.3 FM. And as we were saying just before this short break, we are going to listen to, once again, to one of the tracks from the album released last year by Bizardunak, who were playing over Easter here in West Belfast. Unfortunately, they weren't able to make it on Saturday in the Andy Town Leisure Centre, and they were very, very, very sorry about that. There were some technical problems that couldn't be overcome, so finally they made it to St. John's Hall on Sunday night. It was a packed hall. Many people, unfortunately, couldn't get in, but those who were lucky enough to get in really enjoyed a fantastic night with Bizardunak and also the fantastic Shebin from Glasgow. So we are going to listen to one of these tracks by Bizardunak.
Soy navarro de esta tierra y mola bien a por mi fe. Si no voy pronto al oeste, ahí me espera la cuneta. Deje anoche en Salta Aguda, cuatro hijos y mujer.
Yo luché, yo luché, yo luché, es mi deber.
Fue chiquilla y no la tía, se sabe en toda la ría. Cuatro actores extranjeros en el lodo actúan hoy. Y es que el ogro y la nefasto lo hicieron campeón de salto.
Y voló, y voló, y voló, y todo el mundo se alegró.
Yo luché, yo luché, yo luché, es mi deber.
Con mi alma despertando del letargo pendenciero del perdido proletario que no sabe que lo es. Un señor del 19 que jamás cogió un martillo. No adoctrinará mi instinto ni mis ganas de joder.
Yo luché, yo luché, yo luché, es mi deber.
Quisiera mentirle al clero y decirle que no quiero sus iglesias convertidas en gigantescos gay clubs, sus entrañas en el gancho de un humilde carnicero, sus bienes escriturados en patrimonio común.
Yo luché, yo luché, yo luché, es mi deber.
Vida de crapulis o enchufista, izquierdoso por el día, sistema al anochecer. Son autores, zapateros, progresistas, trasnochados, mafiosos, legitimados por el imperio Borbón.
Yo luché, yo luché, yo luché, es mi deber.
Comisiones y UGT, quien te ha visto y quien te ve. Obvios caballos de Troya que no engañan ni a un bebé. El palazo al Fidalgo me hizo saltar del sillón. Es la imagen más hermosa que he visto en televisión.
Yo luché, yo luché, yo luché, es mi deber. Yo luché, yo luché, yo luché, es mi deber. Yo luché, yo luché, yo luché, es mi deber.
Fela FM, oh. 103.2.
Basque Insight, first-hand perspectives from the Basque struggle.
Fela FM, oh. 103.2.
And as we previously announced in the second half of the program, we have on the line Ainara Mendiola, the coordinator of the international campaign of support to for Egunkaria. Hello, Ainara.
Hello, good morning.
Hello and welcome once again to the program. And for once, we have someone on the phone to be interviewed for some very good news. As we told our audience in our news section, finally, the Egunkaria 5 were acquitted on Monday by the Spanish Special Court. For that reason, we have here Ainara. We tried to have one of the acquitted, but we tried to have Marcello Tamendi, the editor of Egunkaria, but obviously he's very, very, very busy at the minute with lots of interviews from across the world. So we are very happy and pleased to have Ainara. As we also said, we had Ainara Mendiola earlier this year during some talks organized by the Irish Basque Solidarity Committees. So could you just, although we have got you before here, could you just very, very, very briefly tell our audience about the Egunkaria case, and then we'll move on to talk about this very breaking news about the acquittal.
Yes, the verdict finally has said has considered that almost all the arguments used by the defendants were true, and it has made clear that there was no basis for this case.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but as you were saying, if you could at least tell a little bit our audience about the history of this case, when it started and what happened through the years.
Yeah, of course. This case started in 2003, on February 2003, when the police, so-called Guardia Civil, closed down Egunkaria newspaper, which was the only Basque language newspaper published. And some people were detained, and a long, very long process or case started. Several people were charged, and finally the case was divided into one is the closing down case, and the other one is the financial court case. Now we know the verdict of the first case. I mean the closing down case. Five people were tried. On charges of being members of or belonging to ETA armed groups, and finally they were all acquitted.
Mm-hmm. When the closing down of the newspaper happened, it was a shock to Basque society, and it caused outrage not just in the Basque country but across Europe also. And since then a very strong campaign has fought against these very spurious accusations, and it seems like it was clear to the Basque society and many others abroad that there was no basis for this case. But as you said, finally the process went ahead. What's your understanding of this result? Did you expect something like this to happen? What sort of consequences might it have in the overall political situation in the Basque country?
Yes, the defendants said that the result of the verdict was to expect. I mean, they thought that it was very obvious that there was no basis for the case, that the so-called proofs alleged by the private prosecution were no such proofs. There was no proof. The defense team did a very good job, and apart of that, the public prosecutor also called for the acquittal of all all the defendants, alleging that there was no proof against neither the newspaper or neither the defendants. So they thought the reasonable or the most reasonable verdict was an acquittal, but they fear that that it could be difficult for the Spanish National Criminal Court to accept such a result after a very long period of time, after closing down a newspaper, after torture complaints and so on. So this was the situation on Monday before the verdict was known, and the defendants strongly think that this verdict, which, as I said, admits and accepts almost all their arguments, they think that this verdict has been released or returned thanks to the help of the, especially the Basque society as a whole, and it includes individuals, institutions, trade unions, political parties, and so on, and of course people working in favor of the Basque language, and it also we have got support also from abroad, for example, and especially from Catalonia, but also from Madrid and some other places.
Mm-hmm, because, as you were saying, and it was true that on Monday, just after the decision by the Spanish Special Court was released, Marcelo Tamendi, one of the Uncaria Five, was very thankful of the people's help, and he was saying that it's thanks to the campaign and mobilization throughout the years that this case has been finally successful for those indicted. But this case happened within a context of repression that still is going on in the Basque country against, more newspapers and magazines, radio stations have been closed down, political parties have been banned, dozens or hundreds of political and social activists have been put in jail. You were talking about the Uncaria Five were wildly tortured, and there are many torture complaints all the time coming up as well from the Basque country. So it's a very, very important victory, because that's the first time that one of these political cases have been turned down. And some of Marcelo Tamendi itself was saying that it should have some sort of consequences to the future. What's the atmosphere now in the Basque country and among those who were involved in the case towards the future? I mean,
I think people is very happy to see this verdict, because it sees it as a victory, some kind of victory, even if justice has not been made. Because this process has caused a lot of damages, personal, physical, and economical, and other damages. So this is the first step towards justice. And as you mentioned, even if torture complaints are not declared proven in the verdict, they aren't excluded even, and this point is very meaningful in Spain, because torture is generally denied by authorities. So this thing and the verdict, the terms of the verdict, which are very clear, and they point very clear, they state very clear that there was no basis to close down a mass medium, neither to accuse the newspaper or the defendants, or to link the Basque language with any illegal action. It's very surprising in Spain, and very, very meaningful and very important for the society as a whole. And it could be helpful to stop any other campaign in the future to criminalize the culture, the Basque culture, the language, and the freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if you have anything else to say, Otherwise, we'll finish here this interview with Ainara Mendiola, the coordinator of the International Campaign of Support for Egunkaria.
I would like to thank the Irish Society for the interest it has always in issues related to the Basque Country, and I would like to express our gratitude for this interest and for the help they always give us.
Okay, thank you very much, Ainara. And from here, from Basque Info, also, well, you can extend our congratulations to Marcello and the other four Egunkaria indicted. Okay? And thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
And that was all from us here in Basque Info for this week. And we are very, very pleased to finally end the program with a very good news coming from the Basque Country. This incredible, very important victory of the people against the Spanish repression, Spanish injustice. Although, as Ainara was saying, the damages and the injustice haven't been repaired. This verdict by the Spanish Special Court is gonna hopefully give more hope to people to continue fighting to stop all this wild repression. Before we go, we'll remind you the main headlines of the last 2 weeks. The most successful Basque Homeland Day was celebrated on Easter Sunday. The Egunkaria 5 finally acquitted. Still, the Spanish judiciary are working hard against those in favor of Basque independence. And just in the aftermath of the successful Homeland Day on Easter Sunday, this news came up. 342 years in jail have been asked for 40 pre-independence left activists. And we had news of prisoners being attacked in different jails and beaten, and some others had to enter hunger strikes to defend their very basic rights. So that was all from us here in Basque Info. We'll be back next week in FM 103.2 Belfast and near 90.3 FM Ballaclia. But stay tuned in both radio stations, because next is the Fourth World War.
Esos son los imprescindibles. Esos son los imprescindibles.